But now the Nesra Yom Esrim, it becomes also again a 20th day of the month. If Neisharik was Manas Bo, because that's the Vest Kavua again, that we say the Vest comes at that time, but since it was already a Vest Kavua, it stays that way. This is the Vest Kavua. Now the Mishnah says, Noshim Bipsulehem Kigufanim. Anish and a get of Sulim is like a gift, like a vineyard. Yesh Gefen, the certain vines, Sheyen Odom, that the wine is red. Yesh Gefen, Sheyen Shachar, certain wine is black. Same thing about Isha also, she has black blood and red blood. V'yesh gefen she'enemu, the certain vines give off a lot of wine. V'yesh gefen she'enemu, some vines give off a little bit of wine. Same thing about Isha also, some Isha have a lot of dam, some Isha have a little bit dam. Yabyuduayna kol gefen yesh bo yayin. Every vine has wine. V'shein bo yayin, if it doesn't have wine, they raise their durdiki. It's like a door couture, means not going to have children. Kiss of an Isha does not have dam at all. That's a very bad simon. She may not have children because of that. Tony would not like this. What he meant to say, durdiki means door couture, chopped off door, meaning you're not going to have children. There'll be no continuation of this mishpacha. Tony Reb Chia. Chia said, like, learn like this. That kishen shasor yoflis, the same way sourdough is good for dough to make it rise. Kach domim yoflis, the same thing, blood is good for an Isha. Tony would learn Mishum Remeya. Kol Isha shedemem rubim, bonem rubim. Any Isha, that the more blood she has, the more children she have. It's easy to become pregnant, the more the Isha, the more dam the Isha sees, b'shach she's a nidam, the easier it is, the better it is for her to become pregnant. Hajun Alecha Ha'isha. Yeah, Mishnah says like this. Tinoikos shleigiyas manaliros. You have a young girl, like she's under 12 years old, that didn't come a time yet, that she sees, has a period yet. Venissa, since she gets married, so Beishama Yomrim Noistin La'ar Balela. She has a right to live with her husband 4 nights in a row, even though she sees dam, like we say, it's only dam basulim that broke the basulim, and it's not dam nidus. Well, they still, and the Zil says no, even more. They can live together until the wound healed up. Meaning to say that if they live one time together, no dam comes out, then we see it healed up. And then the next time, if dam comes out, then she'll be tummy. Like this, if they live together 20 times and every time she sees dam, we say the wound did not heal yet, and she's still mutter, it's only dam mak, it's not dam neither. What's going to be a Giyaz Manaliris? She came the age of 12 years old. She's a Nara. For Nisus, now she gets married. She only has the right to live together the first night. And after that, we say she's a Nida. Usually they get married Wednesday. So they have 4 nights to live together until Metzoy Shabbos. Those 4 nights, even though she sees Dam each night, we say it's Dam Besulim. But after that, then we said healed up already, then it'll be Dam Nidus. What's going to be Ruasa? She already saw dam. Not only she's a Nara, but she already saw dam already. And Viyodi Bavei Sabi means she's still a Nara. She still lives by her father, Sajnara Bagaris. So Beishamir Meshamai says, Noistin lo bilas mitzvah. They only have a right to live together the first bia, that's all. After that, we have to be afraid if she sees dam, will be dam neither the Rosa. Or Beistil Lemrim kolalayla kula. The whole first night they can live together, even though they see dam, still we say the first night is dam besulim. But after the first night, then she becomes, then if she sees dam, so she has tumas nida. Yeah. So this, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, v'yafilu rosa, he learns even if she saw dam. Rashi says, b'veisaviyah, means when she's by her father's house, b'veisaviyah. Omer b'silo, hoyev le'giyaz manirasha, since the girl was less than 12 years old, it didn't have the time to usually see, so even though she saw, still she has a right to live as long as the makkah does not heal up. That's what makkah says. Hafilu ros nirasha, even though she already saw, but since it's not a giyaz man, it's not the time usually she should see, she's not tummy, we says dam sulim. Mimai, what's the proof? Midukor maflik, b'seif, since it's the safer, the Mishnah says, achiluk, bein rosa, bein shle rosa, the difference whether she sees dam or she didn't see dam. That's when she's a nara. Mechlal deresh, that's a proof from the first case, when she's not a nara, when she's less than 12 years old, loishnoch, it doesn't make enough gemida, whether she once saw dam nida, or she didn't see dam nida. But now when she lives with the husband, we have a right to say all the dam that comes out is only the dam basulin, until the wound healed up. Meaning to say until they lived together once and no dam came out, and then we know it healed up, then the next time dam comes out, she'll become tummy. Tanach Nam Yechlon like this also, that the Silver Mesilu says, Ad Shetichi Yamaki, you have to wait till the Maki heals up. Bein Rosa, Bein Rosa, whether she sees it, whether she doesn't see it, doesn't make enough Kamina. Since she's less than 12 years old, so as long as the wound did not heal up, we always said the dam that comes out, B'shan Tashmish, is a dam Besulim. Then it says the Mishnah, Shetichi Yamaka, is the ratio. Ad Kama, what's considered that the wound heals up? Amir Yudam Arav, Kol Zaman Shenecheres. Means Kol Zaman, that's still dripping out blood. We'll soon see what that means. Ki Amrisa Kama, we said over in front of Shmuel. Omali, he said, Nechiruzu any day. I'm not sure what you mean by Nechir. What does this mean? Mahi. El rather, what you meant to say is something like this. Kol Zaman Sharoik Motze B'Tech HaPeh. Means Kol Zaman, they still spit there in the mouth, meaning Machmas Tashmish. That Kol Zaman, whenever they live together, they always see dam. That's called the mat, the wound, they're not healed up yet. So every time they live together, there's dam. It can go on for 10, 20 times. That's not called Tichy Yamaka. It's all considered dam besulim. Until they have one time when there's no dam. Now, Nechira the Kama Rav Hechidem, what's the case talking about? Amarav Shmuel Barab Yitzel, to me. I explained from Rav like this. That I met if she stands up for Roy and she sees them. Your Shabbos, when she sits down, though, the ain't Roy and she does not see them. The Yaduwa, then we know, Shleichoyz Samak, like it did not heal up yet. That's why when she's standing, like it hurts the wound and makes it bleed. When she sits, it does not hurt the wound, therefore it does not bleed. That's also proof it did not heal up yet. What's going to be Agabi Karka? She sits on top of Karka, Roy and she sees them. Agabi Kor, she sits on pillows, Uksus, some blankets, Vienna Roy, she does not see them. The same thing, you do, we know, the wound did not heal up yet. That's why certain times she sees she hurts the wound, and certain times not, she does not hurt the wound. What's going to be Agabi Kulam, whether she's standing or sitting, or she's sitting on hard or on soft, and Roy she sees? Or else, I got the cool and all of them, be anywhere she does not see, then you do a shechoy samat, and then we know it healed up. So then there's no difference, then we say it's not because of the wound anymore. Then either she sees it's dam nidah, or else if she does not see, the pshat is the wound healed up. So then that's it. If they live together afterwards and she sees dam, so then she'll become a tumas nidah. That's considered the wound healed up already. Now if any new dam comes, that's always called dam nidah. Yeah. Then it says the Giyas Maslich comes 12 years old. It will learn like this. Shimsha biyomim. What's going to be the liver daytime also? It says the Mishnah the Giyas Mano. So in this Beitzul says they have 4 nights. Does 4 nights mean living together 4 times? Or as many times they do it during those 4 nights? See, what's going to be the liver daytime also? So Rav Amalei Hifsid Leilas. It's like 4 days complete. So even if you do it day and night, it doesn't make a difference. It's 4 times, that's all, and not more. They lose it after 4 times, they lose. She loses it. Means she only has 4 beers, that's all, not more. Rav Omer Rav says, Lo Hifsid Leilas, she does not lose the nights. Why? Ad Meitzoy Shabbos Tanan. So as many times they live together until Meitzoy Shabbos, that's all considered the Dam Basulim. And according to Basil, it's all Mutter. The Levi Yom Levi says, no, Hifsid Leilas. That she loses, if she lives together by day, then that takes away from 1 night. My Arba Leilas, it wasn't meant to say 4 nights. Arba Oynas, it means 4 times, that's all. But if she lives together by day, says loses a night. Ula Rav the Gemara, the question is, so, normally the Mishnah Yabba Leilas have to say 4 nights. Let it just say Ad Moitzoy Shabbos then. If it means as many times to do it until Moitzoy Shabbos, so why do you have to say 4 nights all together? Samora says, yes, Urcha Arji Kamach is going to teach us something. That the dark or the Diyah Balelis, that usually you have Diyah at night time. That's why it says our Balelis. But if you do it by daytime also, she will not lose the 4 nights. Now the Levi, according to Levi, listening our Balelis, Admoy Soy Shabbos Lomeli, according to Levi, you only have 4 nights and that's all. So let us just say 4 nights. What does it say Admoy Soy Shabbos for? Samora says, yes, all Kamach is going to teach us Chiddush. That the shorin lemilvah of chila b'shabbos. That in case where they didn't have beer before, or they get married on Friday, they're allowed to have the first beer Friday night on Shabbos, even though it's making a chabur, like you're making a bleed, maybe. That's mutter. And kiddush shmul, like Shmuel always says, Yom Shmuel says, Pirza the Chukia to squeeze through an opening, Mutter Likonis Babisha, you gotta go in there on Shabbos. The Yafapi, even though Shemash Ritzurus, like you're pushing aside pebbles like, it's Mutter, since the opening is there already. It's like here also, even though you're making a bia the first time on Shabbos, it's like breaking the psulim, but that's the Gomorrah Subis, it's called like it's a kilkul, as a mokash and srich legufam, so therefore it's Mutter to do it, l'shem bilas mitzvah. If they live like this, what's going to be Boal v'lemotz Adam? They had lived together once and they didn't find any dam. Then the Chos, they both lived together a second time in Moslem and they found dam. So Echlina Roma Tumeya. That's Tumeya. Because since the first time there was no dam, we said a pshat is she has no psulim. And the second time she sees it must be dam nida. For Rabbi Asi Yom and no Torah, still she's told we said it's dam psulim. What's the machlekes? For the Chalina Roma Tumei, she's Tumei, because the Yemisa was really true, Devi Dam Basulim would have been Dam Basulim, then Mikor Evi Yossi, he should have seen it the first time. Since the first time he did not see it, it's right, there's no Basulim there. And then the second time she sees, it must be Dam Nida, she's Tumei. For Vasi Yamano Torah, she still remains Torah. Dilma could be the first time we say it's Ramah, like the Shmuel, it happened, she made a Bia, like Shmuel made sometimes. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Yecholni, live or come a bila is below dam. He's able to live with his wife a lot of times and not cause it to break the psulim. Meaning he can make bia through the side like to go around the psulim. Seriously, maybe the first time he lived with her husband, she may live together. The reason why there's no dam is not because she doesn't have psulim. Maybe the first bia went through the side like, and that's why he didn't break the psulim. But the second bia breaks the psulim, therefore you go to kula, says still she's torn. Vindich, the other first man, the Yamals know, Shani Shmuel, Shmuel is different to Rav Gavraya, who say Zeva was strong, he had control over Zeva, he knew how to make such a bia. But a normal person cannot do it. This normal person goes in straight, and either he breaks the psulim, or else there's no psulim there. So since the first time there was no dam, it's a rashi, he has no psulim. And the second time we say, it was dam nidus. Omer Rav says like this, by Geras, the Mishnah Sofa Soma, she's only a Nara. She was only 12 years old. What's going to be if she's 12 and a half? She's a Bageras. Then Naisthan or Laila Rishon, that's all. She only had the first night, and after that, if she sees Dam, she's a Nida. The Hani Mili, when was this said, Shle Rosa? She did not see Dam before. Ava Rosa, if she saw Dam before, then Amy had a Bilas Mitzvah, Pesulai, that's all. They only have right to live together the first Bia, and after that, she's automatically considered a Nida. That's what Rav says, so by Geras is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about a Ketana or a Nara, not a Geras when she's 12 and a half. Then we say if she once saw Dam before, she only has one Bia, and if she didn't see Dam before, then she counted it together that night and not more. Meisve, I have a question on Rav. It says, Meisve once happened a case for Nosum L'Rebbe Arba Leilis, Mitoch Yud Beis Chedish, that a girl once got married, and Rebbe said you have 4 nights to live together, and you don't have to do it one night after another, even though it's spread out over 12 months. Mashm, every 4 months they live together, so Rebbe said those 4 times, the first 4 times, you mutter. Even though she sees dam, still we do not consider it dam neither, but we say it's dam besulim. So I said, hey, Chidam, what's the case talking about? You learn if you want to tell me, let her have all 4 times when she was a ketana. Then the question is, Ashtich Yamakatunam, Beisila says, that calls the man she's a ketana, she has the right to be brought until the Naki heals up, not only 4 times, even more. In the Rav Samachay. El Rav, the case must be the Yoiv Le Kulu Vimei Naras. That she lived, she had these 4 beers when she was a Nara. For the Gemara Naras, Yud Beshkosh Mikid, it's not 12 months to be Naras. Roma Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ein Ben El Abagos, El Abob Chadosh Mavad, it's only 6 months in between. After she's 12 and a half, she's a Bageras, not a Nara anymore. She can't have these 12 months when she's a Nara. So Chita, maybe you mean, maybe Shmuel just meant to say, Boston Nochiv is not less than 12, not less than 6 months. Who the lack? Maybe what's for maybe is more than 12 months, more than 6 months. Whereas the Rabbah come, he says, only 6 months, that's all. That when you come an hour at 12, then 12 and a half, you become a Bageras. El, the case must be, the Yoiv Leishtayim be make up Nusa, 2 times lived together when she's a Ketano. Or Leishtayim be made Naras, then twice when she was an hour, that's the case. Shmuel says, no, her boy, Menei Rav Chilna Bashalmi, Menei Rav. That a gears man liros tatas by lamau. If she saw what she saw by her husband, what's the locha? Or Mlen, he said to her, kobila shata boila in a melo achas. That kozman she was a katana, or kozman she was a katana, all the times only called one beer, that's all. So here it's only one beer with a katana, and there's only 2 inches an hour, you're still missing a 4th beer. So Hashem, Mashil, Madal, Melois. as many times they live together when she's a katana, it's only called one bia. So how do you have these four bias? All the cases like this, the yoiv le achav mekatnusa. As many times she's lived together when she's a katana, it's only called one bia. Ushtayim v'mei narus. And then two times when she was a naro, and v'yachav v'mei bagrus. And then the fourth time when she was a bagerus. And it's only one time they can live together, and not more. Then she called nida if she sees down. So it's like this. Diyam v'vishtayim bagerus b'yami yavin letfei. A regular bagerus would give more than one night. Ki heicha d'hani katnus v'mei narus l'mitza l'chod. Just like when she saw when she's a katana, it takes away one bia. Ahani nami narus l'bagrus l'mitza l'chod. Now that she saw when she was a Nara, it takes away one day from the Bagheris. But Eli, I'm not going to tell me though, Bagheris, Yom, any irregular Bagheris, L'yavin and L'tfei, you don't give him more than one night, so the lace of L'achas, the lace of L'alibila Mitzvah, she only have a Bilas Mitzvah then. Because since she lived together when she's a Nara, so you have to take away some from the Bagheris, so she should only have a Bilas Mitzvah, not more. The Sulai, so it says no, L'yavin and the case of L'yavin L'achas, you make Katnas. The Gimel be made Naras. And Nisav, who told you, called lost the Yachi Chodor Ano, they'd be called Shra Yachi Chodor Ano. Yeah. Alright. So I hear also the pshat is that if one was a katnus, then during the Naras it's 6 months, but you saw every 2 months. So 2 months you saw three times, every 2 months is three times, that's the four times here. Says Rami, it was during Naras and not during katnus, not during Burgers. But during Burgers you only have one night and not more. Sif was not a Kashin Rav. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do Dav Samechei. We'll start over again from the beginning of the Amr again. We'll do Dav Samechei on the other side of this tape.
Less than 12. So Dav Samechei, the Gemara says, so much